Correctly. Everybody talk.
Check, check.
Hello.
Hey, hello.
One, two.
Should we do it in order, or should we just all do it?
Everyone just talk. I want to talk.
Yeah,
not at the same time.
Everyone at the same time.
That's awesome.
It's kind of hard.
Hello, and welcome to the official Pixel Legends podcast. I'm Matt.
I'm Andrew.
I'm Ethan.
And we have Kurt with us again. Actually, yes, again.
Yep, again.
Again, but he can talk normal now.
Not like an idiot.
He could.
Or a gay person.
He could talk, normal in another podcast that might have been lost in time and space, but perhaps we will get our time machine out and bring that back to you.
Last you heard from him, he was recovering from having his wisdom teeth pulled, but no longer.
No longer.
No longer.
He's back to normal.
Wisdom tooth free. So you have less wisdom?
And that voice right there is the voice of our special guest, Ryan.
Hello.
Ryan is our E3 sponsor this year.
That's what we'll refer to him as, yes.
He is
that's the safe title.
The official Pixel Legends E3 sponsor.
Yeah.
Our young startup company is being sponsored by the investor who is spending his hard time and energy getting us into E3.
A legend in the industry himself.
Yeah, also we're paying him.
Yeah. You too can go to E3.
For the small price of.
But thank you again for coming on and letting us go to E3.
Absolutely.
Being an all-around awesome dude.
Yes.
Sweet.
We pay you back with the podcast. We don't actually have any money.
Yeah, you know what? This is how we're going to get that money back. How many podcasts would you like to be on?
As many. But you still need to pay for that.
Yeah.
That can be arranged.
I'm going to be broke.
It's okay.
We had a lot of fun last year.
Yeah, we did.
We got to see a lot of stuff.
And we're going to do more, and I won't pass out.
Yeah, I remember that.
Waiting in line for Batman.
No, it did not.
That.
It was not fun.
That was
horrible.
We were worried about you.
I was worried too. I never had that experience before.
I mean, it might have been that you were just that excited to see Batman.
That's probably half of it.
We were waiting.
Oh, yeah, Ryan kind of likes Batman a little too.
Yeah,
like just a tad.
He's home right here, sitting next to me.
With his Batman Forever trading cards
that I found off eBay for $6.
Let me tell you, Batman Forever trading cards. Batman Forever trading cards. Wait, Batman Forever.
Let that sink in.
Trading cards from 1995.
You wouldn't understand. I don't.
Sealed in the box, in the card sleeves, totally unopened.
Yes.
Batman Forever.
Yes.
This is not just Batman cards. This is Batman Forever.
If you are not Ryan, or I, or our friend Colin, you probably will not understand, nor do we expect you to. It's a very special movie. For us,
yes.
Special is a good word.
So good.
Special is a great word.
Now we're not here. Yeah. We're not here to talk about
Batman Forever.
Batman Forever,
or just Batman. I mean, we can talk about Batman.
We can talk about the video game, though.
Speaking of which, Batman Arkham City has a special edition. Game of the Year edition.
Game of the Year finally
came out
with the worst box art in the world.
I don't know if you guys seen the box art.
It's almost the worst. It is really, really bad.
You guys seen the original Mega Man?
That's
pretty
cool.
Yes.
Mega Man, all the Sega Master Systems ones too, where it was just a picture of the cartridge on like graph paper.
Yeah.
That was
Here's a picture of the game of the box that you just bought on the box.
Or what was it? Castlevania on DS did the same. It was one of the Castlevania.
Well, you know, it's like food. You want to know what's inside the package before you eat it.
Enlarged,
I like seeing pictures.
Enlarged to show the texture.
Yeah, you gotta see the grainness.
I particularly like, although it's not like a particularly like famous one, Ico. That one's American box art for that is some like really bad CGI kid, derpy.
Although I will say
the Japanese box art though is amazing for
Not just that, but the Shadow of the Colossus Eco collection that you can get on PS3 and
has
HD
the
now.
The Japanese box art.
Has the Japanese box. It looks really good, and the box art is actually reversible, so you can have.
There's a bird in my house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
Just make sure.
The cover art is reversible, so you can open it up, turn it inside out, and then you've got like a full kind of with no labels or anything. It's just like really cool artwork.
It's okay. Matt's just changing the clock, so it looks like we've been here for 4 hours.
Yeah. So that way,
someone wants us to leave.
This is how the podcast works.
Too long.
See, what happens is I use my time machine
to go, freeze time.
To freeze time.
So we can record without interruption.
So we can record the podcast, and then when we stop, it's still 12, or it's still 3 o'clock, exactly when we stop.
Is so, that so that we don't have the gong?
Yeah, that's also okay. So we don't have the gong, which has been in a couple episodes.
It's been in a couple episodes, yeah. So those of you who are looking forward to that this episode, sorry to disappoint you.
There's no gong to let you know you wasted an hour listening.
There's no indication of what time we are recording. As all you know, it could be the middle of the night right now.
Okay, but
secret podcast.
Before we get any more, kind of.
Brian, you're ruining everything. Never coming back on the show.
Never going to Ethan.
Wait a minute.
He noticed. Okay, Matt said that. I did not.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
You know.
But Andrew speaks for. I speak for Pixel Legends. So Andrew joins forces.
I don't think that's how this works.
Ethan and I have not sold our souls yet.
Not yet. Not yet.
Yeah. Only I have sold my soul to myself. I gave myself a good deal.
So. I think it's fair. Anyway, Batman Arkham City, Game of the Year Edition, coming out.
Did not play this game? That's what I'm... Like, what is this... Who is this for? Everyone played that same game.
Yeah.
It's true. You know,
Everyone here played it.
Yeah. I do know of people that will not buy games like Arkham City, not because they don't think it's going to be a good game, because they know a Game of the Year Edition is coming out. And the Game of the Year Edition does include like all the DLC and the new Harley Quinn DLC.
Yeah.
So that way they can buy the entire game again and get everything with it without having to pay all the extra
like
for the DLC.
Borderlands one. Yeah. Originally it came out, I wasn't interested in it at first. But the DLC came out, and they had a bunch of different, like, packs and stuff. Mm. And then they came out with the Game of the Year Edition.
Which had everything. So I know some people do that. I mean, I bought Arkham Asylum back when it was out, so yeah, I mean, I'm not that person. But, I mean, yeah, I know some people will just wait and say, you know, like, I can wait for 5 months or whatever until the...
That's what I ended up doing with Mortal Kombat. Not only did I get the complete edition, but
I
got it
half off. That's right. That just came out, huh?
Yeah, and I got it half off. So it was, like, $30 for... a $60 game plus all of its DLC.
That's sweet.
That was a really good deal. But it's launching in tandem with the Harley Quinn DLC, Revenge of Harley Quinn.
Do you play as Harley Quinn in that?
No, I believe you actually switch off between Batman and Robin.
Okay.
You'll be able to play as Robin on the single player.
I'm excited about that.
I think that's great. I was really disappointed when I found out that Robin was just in challenge maps.
Yeah.
Like, that's, okay, but
I love that game, but the challenge maps, like,
they're okay.
I kind of like, okay, you know what, here we go. Challenge maps, I can deal with. It adds
more
some replayable to it, especially if you have plenty of friends on Xbox Live or PlayStation Network to kind of, you know,
it's like me and Travis.
Beat scores.
We'll get that later.
We'll get that.
But my only issue is the quote-unquote campaigns, which is like 3 challenge maps back-to-back.
Yes.
And then you have 3 modifiers.
Which you have to use.
You can use them at any time within those 3 challenges. You can go all 3 at once. You can space them out, you know, 1 for each, you know, challenge. But if you want to get all the medals, you know, you have to do all of the, you know, little, challenges that it gives you up front.
Mm-hmm. And get a good score still, right?
Yeah. And then the thing is like, let's say you get all 3 for the first 2 challenges and you just, whatever, bomb the 3rd one, you're host.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you know, you could be wasting a lot of time if you don't...
If you don't know what you're doing.
Exactly.
You haven't planned it out.
So I don't really like that. I've said this before on the podcast, I think, where I just don't like games that make you feel like you're wasting your time.
Yep.
But the challenge modes and challenge maps themselves, I like, kind of. Like, it's okay. I can take it or leave it.
I think they're okay. Like if they were not in the game, I don't think it would suffer that much.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
But it's just those campaigns where I'm like, oh.
I am glad.
It's just
going to
be that achievement
like
that bugs me that I'll probably never get, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Speaking of that.
Yeah, I'm glad that they didn't.
I think I am too. Yeah. That game deserves to be a single player experience,
yep.
and a multiplayer would have felt tacked on.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Andrew, have you been playing? I hear you've been playing the Mass Effect 3 multiplayer.
I'm still playing Mass Effect 3 multiplayer,
like that segue.
And that is not tacked on, sir. I love that game. You guys know me. I'm not a big multiplayer guy.
Not a big shooter guy.
Not a big shooter guy either. But I love
not
the
a big guy. He has a big heart.
Yes, he does.
On a very special episode.
Mass Effect 2 multiplayer.
We talked about this last week, so I mean, we don't have to go into detail about it.
Yeah, I don't want to talk too much about the fact that I'm still playing. I have a few more friends that are playing it now. The more friends you got, the more fun it gets playing the game.
Yeah, and I think
I'm
even
still unlocking characters, which means
we should get
that I'm PC. Still cool. Finding new ways to kind of play the game because every character plays differently. You know, some of them are more stealthy. You know, you can turn invisible and take care of a bunch of hacking missions while everyone else defends you, or you can be just, you know, the Krogan that just destroys everything. You know, so. I still recommend that if you haven't played that yet. But going back to beating people's high scores, Kurt has been playing Trials Evolution.
Trials Evolution. How about you talk about that for a...
How about I talk about that for a... Yeah.
Please, Kurt.
You were waiting quite a while for it.
Basically, Trials, as many of you probably know, can be one of the most frustrating games that anyone has ever played before.
It's the Super Meat Boy of motocross.
It really is. It's just Excitebike with HD graphics, but it's so freaking fun.
And really, really hard obstacles. Less about racing, more about...
Dubstep.
Not even. It's more like trashy redneck, trashy
really
rock metal
bad
music.
Yeah.
Rap.
It's got an awful soundtrack.
I heard it last night, and I was like, oh, this is exactly what Kurt was talking about.
Oh,
this is so bad.
If there's one thing I don't like about Trials Evolution, it is the soundtrack. But everything else more than makes up for that.
Yeah, it is a pretty fun game.
You played a little bit of Trials HD, right? I mean,
let's just say I like to punish myself.
You're a masochist, is what you're saying.
Yes. When it comes to Trials, I've spent more hours playing that game than I can count. And I still haven't gotten
a controller yet?
No, surprisingly not.
Okay, have you shouted at the TV?
More than I've lost my voice.
All right, we're getting somewhere.
Is there a Kinect version?
Oh gosh, yeah.
Seriously. Just need to lean left a little more.
Forward.
No, stupid guy.
Yeah, I do a lot of that.
Oh man, this audio is gonna be fun to edit.
Flipping all over the place. But yeah, let's just say there's
gas,
a lot of achievements.
Gas.
And it's so touchy and finite. Like, that's what I like about the game, because it's fun to play and, like, the levels are cool and they make you feel like you're crazy and just doing all sorts of awesome stuff. Like,
I mean, there's parts of that game where you, like, hit, like, a wall. Like, just, like straight, like a wall. You just have to get over it. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's not,
and
like...
you have to, like, bunny hop and,
yeah,
like,
or, like,
lean a certain
up
way
the wall.
And gas just the right way and make it happen.
Yeah.
I feel like the good thing about the game, though, is... you get mad at yourself for not doing something. It's not like, oh, this game's cheap. It's just like...
right, because you know there's an answer. Like, they develop the levels to be completed, so you know that you can do it. It's just trying to figure out how.
Yeah, and the controls are very good, so they're very... you feel like you're in control the whole time.
They have to be good,
just a little bit like... I remember I played the demo the other night, and it was just me just going against this wall for, like, 14 tries. I was doing the same thing with my own fingers going left, and I was like, no, I gotta go right, I'm going left. And then it just turned out to me just...
something
I myself
I really appreciate about Trials HD was that you can punish yourself, but there are four different like categories of levels, you know, like easy, medium, hard, and then like insane or extreme, I think it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And
ridiculous.
If you just want to go through, like, enjoy the game,
Trials,
and enjoy like the cool like physics aspect of it, you know, like you can play like the medium levels or whatever, just to enjoy the game.
The real game.
But if you are looking for that challenge and you are willing to punish yourself, you know,
if anyone out there has ever played Trials HD and has gotten the marathon achievement, I will give you $20 to do it on my account. I have played it for like a month straight. Basically,
and he has every achievement but that.
Email us at pixellegends@gmail.com.
I will drive to your house and just have you do it. But anyway, basically, I'll just describe it for people who haven't played it. You have to play 20 levels of the game, and they're not even hard levels. Like, they're medium. Some of them are hard, but they're mostly like pretty doable. But you have to beat the entire marathon of 20 levels straight without faulting once.
Hmm.
And that's just, like, impossible. I've gotten, like, to level 11, like, 5 times, and this is after, like, a month of just nonstop playing Trials.
This is HD or Evolution?
Trials HD.
Okay.
They have one similar in Trials Evolution that I haven't even bothered to touch yet. I'm still playing through the game, and I'm still...
why would they put that achievement in there again?
But because the game is built for masochists.
I'd probably say it's, like, the hardest achievement on Xbox Live, and it's only worth 40 points, which
there's
makes
a,
it even worse.
There's a track in Trials in Evolution. I think it's like It's like a track that's like 11 minutes long, right?
Yeah, it's
like
called really, the Giga Track.
It's a really, really, like most of the tracks are like a couple minutes most.
Maybe a few seconds even.
Yeah, sometimes it can be like 30 seconds long, but I mean.
It's actually a fun level too, and it's not hard. It's
so
just
how
like,
long is it really once someone actually plays it? It's technically 11 minutes, so it's like half an hour long.
I mean, if you've never played the game before, it could probably take you like 20, 30 minutes to complete. So, yeah. I mean, the game's fun, and it's got a lot of, you know, new additions from the old one.
The track creator's new, right?
The track creator is not new, but they've kind of revamped it. And so, basically, they give you the same tools that the developers had. So, like, a lot of the tracks were made using the track editor that they give you, which is kind of cool. So, there's a lot of freedom, and the environment's, is like, it's all open world now. So, the first game was just in a warehouse setting, and it was kind of like this dark, grungy feel to it. And the new game is, like, out in the sun, and you have, like, you know, dirt mountains and, like, city areas. You can even go up in the sky. It's like,
that's cool.
It's got all
and
sorts of different
camera,
levels.
I was noticing last night.
Yeah.
Like, it will just, it'll will auto-pan and turn.
It has slight nuances that kind of just make the game feel fresh and new.
And that's what's cool about the track editor, too. I don't know if you've played around with the track editor.
No, I haven't even played it.
Okay.
I just watched it.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah.
It makes it feel less 2D.
If you look at the track editor, what it does, it doesn't, like, it's not like you pick an environment. It just places you in the map. Like, the giant, like, the entire
world
map,
of trials.
The entire world. And then you just pick whatever section of that map you want to use for your editor, your level.
Oh, that's neat.
So the entire thing, it's like an open world city. It's like almost like you're being dropped into the middle of like a Grand Theft Auto-esque thing. There's like a city section, there's like a warehouse section, there's like wildlife and greenery, and then there's like, you know, dirt over here, there's a water area. Like, so you can just like pick whatever part of the you want to go to, just in this giant thing. You can make it go through everything if you want to, or just 10 feet of,
that's really
of
cool.
You know, the grace of men. Like, it's whatever you want to choose. And you just pick that section, and that's going to be your level. You put whatever stuff you want in that area, and then there you go. And you can have it turn and go through all these things, because, like you said, the camera will just pan around. So,
yeah,
it's really neat.
I guess the last thing I want to touch on about Trials Evolution 2 is that it has multiplayer this time around. The first game didn't. And they kind of did it in a good way. Like, they have online multiplayer on Xbox Live, and they also have split screen. So you could have four players playing on the same console, which is interesting because you'd think, if you fall, like, what happens? And they kind of do it like a motocross thing, so they have four people, and you can all see like and share the same screen. And if you fault, then you don't spawn again until the last person that is still alive gets to a certain checkpoint.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of interesting, and it keeps the game fun and fresh. And then,
but you can do multiplayer on the Trials courses as well.
Right, and you only can do that on Xbox Live. So if you're on Xbox Live, you can still do the traditional courses.
Hear that, SSX?
Yeah. Except it's in real time.
It's real
so
time,
it's not just like recorded stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
I think the thing I like about that, about playing the Trials ones online, is when you get those, when you are playing and there's ghosts, because you can,
you see the ghosts of the other players.
You can see the ghosts of the other players, so, because, like, you know, it's a single track, so there's not like the motocross thing where they're all, you can't see the other players, just they're ghosts. And it's great on one of those really hard tracks where there is, like, one of those walls. And you just see all the ghosts just go, boom, 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 fall, boom, boom, boom,
and they
fall.
Just kind of
poof in
the air.
Because there's a checkpoint, right before every, you know, difficult part. So it just, every time you get, like, these lines of ghosts just falling off their bikes at the end. I was talking to Kurt earlier, too, when your rider falls off his bike, or more likely he doesn't really, because, like, you're, like, glued to the bike. And they kind of don't really put much, they didn't put much animation into it, which they did on purpose to make it really funny, because whenever he falls over, it's just kind of like this really stiff, just like, ragdoll falling on his back.
His hands are basically glued to the handlebars of the bike.
And then he just limps whenever you mess up.
If he falls, then he just gets crushed first.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny.
Unless you launch him.
You eject
and
him
at the end
of
every level, don't you die in some way?
Yeah, another funny, like, the game doesn't really take itself seriously, but it totally does at the same time. Like, at the end of most of the levels, they kind of have, like, an Easter egg type death.
They lead you into some sort of death.
They lead you into a death trap, and if you watch it, it'll be entertaining and funny. Like, some levels, you'll, like, go and end in a cave, and then there's a bunch of barrels that light on fire next to your dead body. The barrels blow up, the cave, like, falls in on itself, and you just get trapped inside of it.
So it is a game for masochists.
There was one, like, in the first one, where it was, like, a big elevator drop, where
you
hit, like, a mattress or something, and then you fall down, and there's all these just you fall down an elevator shaft, and then there's like barrels that explode at the bottom.
Right, yeah, right. It's kind of like that, except it's like 10 times.
There's
weirder.
A lot more weirder. There's one I saw where your guy just like flies off into the moon.
I was just kind of it's like a werewolf level, so it's kind of dark and it's nighttime.
And it's like big moon in the background.
No, and the very end, you just finish, and then it just launches you out of your bike, and you just fly straight into the moon and like
explodes.
It reminds
makes
me
no
of
sense, but it's
flat
awesome.
Out. Oh, flat out.
I don't know if you ever, if anyone's ever played Limbo, or
I played
least
a
seen,
bit of
you've
it.
At least seen it. There's a level in Trials. There's a Limbo level. That
yeah.
has literally the same exact...
There's a couple other indie games, too.
Yeah, there's the same exact
Man,
art style.
Man,
yeah. There's no sounds, like
yeah.
that record stuff.
Yeah.
And there's, like, the silhouette. So your rider is the silhouette, and it has, like, a bunch of the things from Limbo show up
really
in that
cool.
level.
Yeah.
So...
Crazy it's
spiders.
Super creative.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it. I'm going to spend way more time than I should on that game.
I really want to... I want to get it. I wish...
You're poor, can't
well,
get
my
it.
Xbox is also broken, so... What's up? It's a silent... it's a silent entry. Not so silent entry. Yeah, so moving on then. Ryan Moore.
Yes.
What about you? What have you played?
I've been playing a lot of stuff lately.
Tell us about it.
Well, the past few months I've had a grip load of free time lately.
How much is a grip load?
Probably about 90% of my days.
Do you have a firm grip?
So is that
grip load?
How would you compare a grip load to a butt load? Because I've heard that term tossed around.
See, is your grip bigger than your butt?
Well, I'm using it because I don't know who's listening. I can't say a crap ton. But
we are
yeah,
a family friendly podcast.
Okay, well then
yeah. we don't use words like crap.
Yeah.
No. That one's probably.
Anyway.
Anyways, I've had a lot of
my time. Mother listens to this podcast. How dare you, sir?
I talk your mom's Facebook friends with me.
There you
I don't
go.
Know why.
So you have a very special episode of Facebook friends.
The Mother's Day episode's coming up soon.
Have my mom on the show. So what
you
games are you even playing, mom?
I wouldn't be surprised if she could hold her own.
She would not.
Not because of her game knowledge, but just because of her wit.
Oh, right.
Or her whimsy.
This is a very whimsy family.
It is.
Yeah.
Sorry, but anyway, back to your grip load of time.
I've been
games.
Playing a lot of games that I haven't been able to play in the last 2-3 years.
Mm-hmm.
The Darkness, I beat both of them.
All right.
They were okay.
The second one's not out yet. How did you...
Darkness.
Sorry, I was thinking of Darksiders.
I still need to play
I have that. I still have it. I have it downloaded. It's on my computer right now. I just haven't played it yet.
It's okay. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I need to play it.
The demo itself is like
the,
the full game. Just get how far you can within a certain amount of time, too. Mm-hmm. Darkness was okay. It like the first one was very closed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, very closed in. You could only do a certain few things in each level. Darkness 2 was a lot more fun. It was very like a video game.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're not taking itself too seriously. It's a first-person shooter / RPG. It has RPG elements
too.
But you control like your demon guys or whatever. Has anyone read the comics or played the game or know what it's about?
I
know the premise. I haven't read the.
I've seen enough of the game. I have not really played it.
Okay, so basically, your body gets inhabited by the darkness, which is like this demonic character presence inside of you, and you have like these demonic tentacles, kind of like Doc Ock, but only two. You only have two tentacles, and you can just slash and cut and kill and shoot.
Eat hearts.
Yeah, you eat people's hearts. disembowel them. You know, just all this fun stuff.
Doctors clean family fun.
Oh, absolutely.
Doctors recommend a heart is good for your heart.
It's extremely violent. It's a very gory.
When I said family friendly podcast, I meant family over 17.
Yeah. but it's a fun game. I played those. I played a lot of just random games lately, and it's just been
like Trials Evolution.
I haven't played Trials.
Oh yeah, you
Trials
know, yeah, I just said that.
I watched it being played last night by my girlfriend's roommate, and he was having a lot of fun with it. And I was like, oh, this is so neat. I need to play this now.
Especially now that you hear that you fly into the moon.
Yeah, I just still making so laugh.
That's awesome. Actually, I think when I become a game designer one day, I'm gonna just pitch my games like that. So there's this level where you fly into the moon and explode.
I really like the idea of whoever designed those. Like, whoever was the designer for that. Like, okay, this is your job in this part of the development.
Lead death animation designer. Yeah, lead designer. Death
animation. I some guy was just like, oh. You'll be sorry you asked me to do this, but okay.
Again, a game for masochists.
Yes. I've been playing so much stuff. I'm going to just log into my Xbox Live right now and see what I have been playing.
Oh, yeah, his iPhone.
Yeah, the Xbox Live app.
For those of you at
kind
home
of
can't
neat.
See him right now, logging into Xbox.
In the meantime, while you're doing that, let's go to Ethan real quick, see what Ethan's been playing, and we'll come back to you.
Okay.
And we'll catch up on your gaming experiences.
Not a whole lot, but I have been playing a lot of
Tribes. You want
Tribes.
To
keep playing more Tribes as usual. Have no friends still.
Andrew
playing
really
it.
Wants to hear about Tribes. I think.
I'll tell you more about Tribes. It's about games. You got guns. It's a multiplayer game. Guns. You won't like it. we have what else? I've been
like
playing.
Mass Effect.
I'm listening.
Playing StarCraft.
Yeah.
A lot of StarCraft. Then I played over the weekend. I played the Diablo 3 beta.
Oh, yeah, yeah, talk about that, talk about that.
I completed that. No one would play with me with that either, because I have no friends, so...
Is it open, like...
It was open the week, over the weekend.
It was open for the weekend.
Oh,
so you missed it, you're out of luck.
I missed it! Yeah. Dang, I didn't know.
Yeah, it's going to be out May...
May 15th.
May 15th.
May 15th.
Are you going to get it, Kurt?
Do you?
Not until I get a new computer.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, I feel like it could play on the old computer.
Kurt's computer can barely handle, SWTOR you were still having problems with?
Yeah.
I don't know, I feel like it could play that. I feel like it could still play. Diablo,
I
it's got really
play
scalable.
It, but I mean, like, I want
to
play it.
He wants to play
on his okay, fair enough. Anyway,
Diablo? Anyone?
I never played Diablo when I was a kid.
Really? Alright. I was my mom wouldn't let me, but aww. I know
because it was the devil. Because right?
It was the
my,
devil.
My mom was the same.
It was the devil.
I just went to my friend's house.
Exactly what I did as well.
I actually never played. I just saw the guy in the box. I was like, that guy looks really scary. He has big teeth. I was a kid. Anyway, but no, I've been playing.
We're like aging ourselves with these bugs.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Andrew and I were having a side discussion. Are you playing the?
Yeah,
beta?
The microphone picked all that up too. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to lower our volume and boost you guys,
oh, okay,
so
cool.
I can hear what you're talking about.
Awesome. Are you playing the Halo or the Diablo 3 beta?
No, that's what I was doing. Yeah, over the weekend.
Oh, okay, cool. If you still want it, I've had a beta key forever. And
oh yeah,
I just
beta?
Haven't played it. So.
I can wait. So
okay.
I mean, like it's so, like, only for a few days. I just wanted to see it.
Streamworks.
Beat the. So I went in, beat the beta.
Beat that beta.
Took beta. I don't want to say like
what
my girlfriend with me. I took
her. Oh, yeah, my girlfriend.
Yeah, I knew as soon as I say that he would say that because it's like a.
Let me talk to you guys about my girlfriend.
You know, he mentioned he went to his girlfriend's house.
Yeah, I know. Was this, what are you afraid someone's going to find
her?
Are
we
her?
Keeping the Pixel Legends relationships a secret?
No. I feel like every time I say that he's just going to pop out and say my girlfriend like in caps.
I think it's because of the way you say it is that you had to have a pause there. And
well,
because
I didn't want to say because I didn't want you to freak out.
Ryan just said it so naturally just in the conversation. Where I didn't even notice, but like because you had that pause.
Are we not allowed to have relationships?
Ryan, I hate to break it to you.
Oh.
Wait, what? I'm out.
You're single, you're fine.
But I don't want to
video
be
games.
I quit. No more podcasts.
Yeah. Anyway, so
I
brought.
That's why I'm.
No, we're talking about video games for a living. Girls love that. Guys, I'm telling you.
Ladies?
No, they don't. I'm sorry. I've been there.
No. For everyone else, both in the room and listening to the podcast right now, that's a joke between me and Ethan. Because he mentions his girlfriend, but he tries not to make a big deal about it, but in doing so, emphasizes...
I make a big deal about it.
...that he originally meant to. And so I've taken it as going, my girlfriend, you guys, just to let you know.
So I'm actually uncomfortable to talk about her. Like,
yeah, so now he can't mention her at all, but then again, it just makes
it takes
worse.
A few years to get over.
Yeah.
I've noticed.
He's, maybe Matt will grow up. Matt will grow up someday.
Yeah.
Anyway. It's not me, it's you.
We've already talked about this for way too long.
No, point hey, it. Side show conversations are good because there was laughing.
You were laughing.
Not now.
This is an exceptionally awkward conversation.
Now there's no laughing.
Okay, anyway, point is, I brought her with me because I didn't have anyone to play with. And she doesn't really play games. I was just like, hey.
But you were like, let me invite you into this This deep, dark.
She did play Portal with you. She did play Portal, but I mean, nothing that has, like, inventory screens and leveling and, you know, the whole...
Not real video games. Yeah.
Not real hardcore games.
Portal's for babies. I mean, you know, now we're...
Child's play. Big baby game.
Here's Trials.
All of us love
Trials. It's not a real game until you get mad and throw your controller across the room.
All right.
Crying deeply into your Cheetos. Okay.
I don't know when Cheetos became part of my gaming experience.
Because we're nerds. See, that's the joke.
You never want to actually eat Cheetos while you're playing video games.
You sneak it.
You use chocolate.
No, you get the entire bag.
He plays Trials, guys. We would know.
Or use chopsticks.
Hey, kid, you want to buy some Cheetos? You can sneak them out.
Make sure your gaming experience better, man.
You got to be careful. This is going on the internet. Some kids out there may think that...
They think Cheetos are good.
They may want to be experimenting with... They might be experimenting with Cheetos because all their friends are doing it. But
Cheetos are not cool.
You need to be above that. Say no.
Cheetos don't make you cool, kids. They do the
only
exact opposite.
Only flaming hot Cheetos.
Next, you're gonna tell me that Mountain Dew is good.
Speaking of Mexican, I don't like Mountain Dew.
Okay, good. Okay,
I don't.
We're on the same page.
I can't stand Mountain Dew. All right,
you're still allowed on the podcast.
All right.
What about the Baja Blast of Taco Bell?
Those are good. Come on, man.
Those are phenomenal.
This is good Mountain Dew.
It just reminds me of high school.
What about the Doritos tacos at Taco Bell?
Those are good.
They're okay. They're not I need to go out and buy them every day. Type of
I would hope that
goodness.
Wouldn't be any kind of fast food.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. But yeah. I mean, there are people who like drove like 1,000 miles because they didn't have them in their town or whatever their state.
That's ridiculous.
I'm like, why? They're
okay.
At that point,
get some Doritos and throw them.
Yeah,
on
I was
there.
Just gonna say, make your own.
So back to video games.
Anyway, so
Diablo 3 with your girlfriend.
Yeah, the important part was that she really got into it and actually like stayed. Like after the beta was over, she was still like, oh, but I can sell stuff and make stuff. And I, like, already quit out of the game, was, like, browsing the internet. And she's just still in there doing stuff. I'm like, it's over. We can't go any farther. She's like, oh, okay.
You know what game you should play with your girlfriend? Catherine.
Catherine?
No.
I don't think so. I think we're going to pass on that one.
Lessons in fidelity.
But no, anyway, the game's really good. It has, basically just Diablo 2. I mean, it's... But a lot more simplified.
I think
guess,
a bunch of Diablo
ways.
Fans are screaming.
I know.
Right now.
I feel like it's, it's simplified. I'll give it that. Like it's.
I don't think we'll have to worry about our bandwidth this episode.
they have to download it to hear that part.
Yeah, you can stream this.
Oh, by the way, guys, stream this episode. Oh, you already are. So good job. Thanks for streaming this episode.
All right, and
if
then
you're downloading it, turn it off, delete it.
No. If you can't download it,
just
download
kidding.
It.
It's too late.
But if you can't, you can
you've already downloaded it. Well, thanks a lot, you jerk.
Basically, Pixel Legends is more popular than we thought, and we ran out of bandwidth this month.
Kind of? Yay?
But, means you guys have no excuse for not emailing us.
We know you listen.
Did we check email?
I think if you download it,
it'll
come with a nice...
On my phone.
It'd be a nice British man telling you that you need to donate to our cause to fund our podcast.
You know, we should have, like, a PayPal account or something. We should not talk about this on the podcast, though.
I feel like I've been talking about Diablo forever, and we just keep getting sidetracked. No, I'm just going to say, it's really fun. A lot of different attacks and stuff. I played the Witch Doctor. She played the other guy that wasn't the Witch Doctor.
Oh, that one.
I can't think of it. Like, I think of all the other classes. No, not Barbarian.
The thief,
the monk,
rogue,
the monk. There we go. Which was cool, but I like the Witch Doctor. He's got a lot of cool moves, and the whole rune system where you get unlock spells, and then you get to kind of unlock the runes to make the spells a little bit different and more tailored to your liking. So some spells I didn't like when I first got them, and then I unlocked the rune. I was like, oh, okay, I'll use this now. This is cool. I get to throw barrels of spiders at people. Okay.
I think any game that you can throw barrels of spiders,
is
a pretty cool
and just
game.
Spew fire bats from your face.
That's why Bioshock was so good. You throw bees at people.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can literally just keep throwing. That's your main like click attack. You don't attack with a spear or anything. You just keep throwing
just
jars of spiders.
Jars or barrels?
Okay,
barrels,
I'm sorry. They're jars. They're big jars the size of barrels.
Now I don't want to play Diablo 3 anymore.
But they're the size
of barrels. Magic is ruined.
And so the entire screen is just filled of just spiders everywhere, just killing everything.
You know what is a good game to play with your girlfriend? Journey. That's a pretty good game. It's really short.
I haven't
still
played
haven't
that.
Played that yet.
You need?
I need to.
People
I'm,
need to.
I don't have PS3.
I keep meaning to pick up the code where I work.
Yeah.
To buy the code there and I always...
At your underscores gamer tailor.
Yep.
And
sell.
You know another good game to play with your girlfriend is Mass Effect. And I know you're listening. Anyway, sorry.
Matt's girlfriend. Yeah, there we go. I feel like Steven now. Okay, I'm done. I'm complete. I don't need to talk
to Ryan
anymore.
Moore for more video game talk. Okay. Game?
Cool game. Buy it. I'm going to buy it. That's what I'm going to do. Diablo 3.
Please friend
in
me.
In stores.
Me friends.
May 15th. I actually have a lot of people I know who's going to buy it, so I don't need friends for that.
Okay, fine.
Okay, there's been a ton. I'm looking through my list, and there's probably about 15 games that I've played in the last couple of months. But the two that stand out are the Alan Wake games. Those are fantastic. It's
American
anyone,
Nightmare?
The first and second
one. Oh, okay.
I mean, Alan Wake was a couple years ago now.
Yeah, but I heard it was good.
It's so good.
And I heard the PC port was actually a really good port.
I haven't played the PC port. I did play it on 360.
Okay.
But basically, if no one's even heard about Alan Wake or whatever... He's a writer like Stephen King, and
I think Stephen King is mentioned like in the first sentence,
yeah,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, he's like very like psychological thriller based writer, and he goes on vacation because he has writer's block with his wife, and just crazy stuff starts
is
happening.
Is The Shining?
It's part The Shining. It's part Twin Peaks.
Oh,
we
played a game that was like Twin Peaks.
That game.
The funny thing is, I actually live in a town called Twin Peaks.
Really?
Like, that is the name of the
town.
You're
gonna find us now.
Oh, yeah, you kind of live in Alan Wake land.
Yeah, I totally do.
But
that's why
like,
I kind of wanted to play.
Twin Peaks is more like northwest, right? Much more.
Well,
northwest.
The TV show is technically based in Washington.
Yeah,
I live in California, but the actual town is called Twin Peaks.
Yeah,
and it's kind of small and weird and whatever. But the Alan Wake game is just fantastic. The flashlight handgun just combination gameplay is really neat because basically every enemy has a darkness on them, basically, that you have to shine away with the flashlight. Your flashlight has batteries, so it depletes. But you can get rechargeable batteries and will recharge and whatever. And then once you shine away the darkness, then you shoot the people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's a psychological thriller. You don't know what's happening half the time. It's dark and dreary and foggy most of the time, just like my house. I was freaked out playing this game. I hate scary games.
I heard this game has some really good atmosphere. Like
it's
possibly
some of the best.
Really?
You're walking through these wooded areas, you know, in a coal mining area or like... just forest and mountainy areas, and there's the fog that will roll in randomly, and the atmosphere and the soundtrack and everything just melts so perfectly together. It's totally worth it. And then they came out with a new one, Alan Wake's Nightmare, which is more gameplay oriented instead of story.
That one's an Xbox Live Arcade game, isn't it? That's not actually a full. That's not disc.
No, it's not on disc. It's all Xbox Live Arcade and. The fact that they put this entire engine into an Xbox Live Arcade game and made it look better is insane.
Yeah, and that's pretty short though, isn't it? Like compared to like Alan Wake.
Yeah, it was
like
a couple hours long.
Yeah.
The one bad thing about it is a lot of backtracking.
Mm-hmm.
You finish like there's three main levels, you know, that take about 20-30 minutes to finish, and then. You get sent back to the very beginning. You go through all those three levels again, you know, another 20-30 minutes. The storyline changes. You get sent back again, go through. So you go through the same levels three times. And, like, that was the bad thing about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still a really good story, really fun, just absolutely entertaining. So
nice.
I would suggest playing that if you have no time, or just a couple hours on your hands, and you just want to play something really fun. The Alan Wake series is... fantastic, and now I'm reading the book, and I never read books. Yes, there is a book.
Is it based off the game, or is it actually was the game based off the book?
It's based off of the game.
Right.
Is it written by quote Alan Wake?
No, it's
is
not.
Is it written by Stephen King?
No. And then
the game based off Stephen King.
How big was
Stephen
the
King
download
King?
For the downloadable game? Like how
gig and a half, maybe
really
something like
and
that.
It looked that good?
Yeah,
wow.
I think it's because it's only three levels.
That's true.
Yeah, you'd go through the same three levels three times.
Yeah, because they had a a book based off that show Castle with Nathan Fillion, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Another show about a writer. And when the book came out, it was written by, what's his name, Richard Castle? Or
whatever his name is. That's me.
And so it was like written by, and it had a picture of Nathan Fillion on the back, you know? Mm-hmm. I was working at Borders at the time. May they rest in peace. But I remember one of those pictures, and that was kind of funny.
Andrew, have you been playing Rayman Origins like I have?
I have not.
I have.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
I've played the demo, and I loved the demo.
It's good.
But I love
it. I have it. We should play that afterwards.
It's so fun.
It's a fantastic game.
Tell us about Origins.
Origins is basically, it's the Rayman series, but nothing about Rayman whatsoever. Did anyone play the original Rayman on PlayStation?
No. I did on N64.
On 64? That was the second one.
Yeah.
I played, I've seen a bit of Rayman 2 and 3.
Okay. They're all like platformer, whatever.
Super Mario 64-esque.
Yes.
Like very, mm-hmm. very much like in that vein of early platformer game, 3D, early 3D platformer games.
Yeah.
They're just kind of like that sort of thing. This one's back to side-scrolling though, right?
Yes, it's side-scrolling, multiplayer, which just adds a huge component mm-hmm. to that game. It's made to be played multiplayer.
Yeah. It's like New Super Mario Bros., but without all the problems of screwing over your friends.
Problems?
Without all the joys of screwing over your friends. But it's, in turn, it's a better platformer. It's a worse friend destroyer. So,
yes.
You know, if you like to make your friends really mad at you, go buy New Super Mario Bros. Or Mario Party. But if you want to have a really fun platformer experience with your friends, Rayman Origins is
to play with your girlfriend.
It is a game that you could play with.
Actually, no, you totally could, because the thing about the punishment for dying is only that you can't do anything until the other player touches you.
Yeah.
So
you have to give your girlfriend a kiss every time you die.
There you go.
Aww. Kurt's just here to give heartfelt statements.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm single, ladies.
It's things like that, and you wonder why you're single.
I know, right?
I think the problem. Wait, did you say give your girlfriend a kiss?
Yeah.
I think the problem is you buy your girlfriend a nice thing every time you die.
You were so broke during that game. Okay, I don't know if you played it as much as I have.
You know
but,
what?
Man.
You know what? My favorite. I love the treasure chest levels in that
yes,
game.
Yes, those little
are
except for the last
chest.
Part where we got stuck. Like,
that
right
one
now
was,
we're currently on.
Are we still not? Did we not finish
we
that?
We never beat that. We got mad.
Oh,
rich
we
quick.
Got really mad. We got really mad.
Is the water level?
It's one of the later levels of the
okay.
fifth worlds. Sixth world.
Is it the one where you're running through ice? Or
no, it's the one after that.
The one after that. I'm trying to remember.
It's more tropical water.
Okay.
But basically, the treasure chest levels really...
Yes, that one is difficult.
The treasure chest and the treasure chest ones are like... We'll talk about that later.
No, I want to know how you
treasure
run.
Chest
run is really what that game
But we didn't stop. We stopped running after the double
jump. Those levels are like Super Meat Boy... In that you have to be exactly precise.
Yeah, you have to be perfect.
Like, the rest of the game is like, you know, if you mess up on a jump, you don't die usually, you just miss the jump properly. You might not get all the little collectibles that are in that line, you know, whatever. If you don't have to go full speed, you don't have to avoid obstacles all over the place. Now, you can run through them really fast, and if you're skilled, it looks really, it feels really good and looks cool. But the treasure chest levels, you're chasing this treasure chest, which is on legs... And it jumps
it has
all over
eyes
the place.
And teeth and thinks that you're going to beat it to death.
Exactly, which you are.
It
you know,
has
it's a legitimate
a lot
concern.
Of character for that game.
Yeah,
too.
And then it runs away really quickly, and the screen starts moving. It starts scrolling for you. So if you don't just run as fast as possible and go through all the really precise obstacles that are in the path, then you die and you can't catch up to the treasure chest. Inside.
Yeah,
and those are my favorite because they're crazy and they're really hard. And we got really mad with that, but they're. Pulling off those jumps is just when you do it, it's so satisfying.
Man. It's so
it's
good.
So good.
It's a beautiful game too. Like the
it
animation is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And, like,
it's all painted. It looks like it basically looks like a
artist drew it.
Yeah,
like
the entire game.
Yeah,
it's all hand drawn style.
HD technically, you know,
everything's very crisp looking. It's,
nice. Yeah, it is a good looking game.
And the soundtrack.
Well, yeah,
soundtrack. Really,
the soundtrack is fantastic.
Is
I downloaded it.
Do you have the song?
I was actually
going to
say,
the song.
I love the soundtrack, but I don't feel like I could listen to it in a car.
Not like the Trials soundtrack.
Hey, Kurt, do you like Trials?
I do.
But not the soundtrack.
So you're a masochist, is what you're saying.
Ladies. Very single.
And we wonder why he's single.
They'll see
there's your answer.
There you know.
I saw pizza. Is there pizza being made? I want like.
There was a grilled cheese being made.
And it was carried up.
It was carried away from us.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're just left with that teasing smell.
But that soundtrack is... I can't tell if I want to like it because I really like it, but then I think...
I think I'm embarrassed to listen to it.
Exactly. If I was listening to this and someone else heard me listening to this, like, would they judge me?
You can't let them judge you. It's so good.
But speaking of, again, going back to the treasure chest levels, I love the treasure chest level music. That is, play that one if you got the whole entire song.
I have it. It's not on here, though. It's not showing up.
Just play, okay, play any song then. Play.
Okay.
It's a lot of really...
We'll edit it into the podcast.
It's a lot of really cutesy... cutesy sounding sounds, but they're
catchy.
They're catchy, yeah. Like it's really well orchestrated, like well.
A lot of ukuleles, yeah. A lot of like gibberish singing,
yeah.
Chipmunk,
yeah, a lot of chipmunk-esque sound effects.
Very Rayman.
Yeah, it really fits with the character and the environment.
I just want grilled cheese now. I don't care about this. I just want to eat that grilled cheese.
Can you guys eat before
we take a little break real quick and.
Do you need to take a grilled cheese break? Did you take a break? Did you find it?
Yeah, I did.
Put it next to the microphone.
We'll play it out
now. Tune you out to these, these tunes right here.
Yeah.
Snacks now. Everyone happy?
Yes.
Yes.
We can make it through the rest of the podcast.
All right. Well, we don't have much more to go. We just have the news. It's time for the news. That's how I introduce it every time.
Yes.
Get a hold of yourself.
Get out of here.
There. If you're gonna be in this room, you need to act your age.
We'll cut that out.
That's an effort.
No, we won't. We'll edit that in post. I just like saying post.
Post taste.
Now that's too whimsy. So for news this week, we have, like I said, one or two things to talk about, I guess. Nintendo posted their yearly earnings, I suppose, and they came up about $500 million below what...
Oh, is that it?
Loss.
That's a loss. Still less than they, or still less of a loss than they anticipated. They expected a bigger loss, but
yeah.
Turns out they did.
So, that was like the first time they've had a loss since going public, which I think they did in... Jeez, I don't know. Actually, I don't remember when they went public.
That was a long time ago.
It was a while, yeah. So they've only ever recorded earnings since profits since then. So it's been this is a pretty unprecedented thing. But I mean, Nintendo's a huge company, and they have tons and tons of backup reserve money and things like that. So $500 million is not even a dent, I suppose.
And they make great games.
Yeah, they've been
When they make great games. Yeah. When they make games, they make great games.
Yeah.
And
that's what I'll say.
And they make it again and again and again.
With Wee Waggle,
Kurt's awful witty today.
Gee Willikers, Kurt, you're awful witty.
Yeah.
Kurt's one of the smart people who stays quiet the entire time and then
just
interjects.
I just think the whole time about the right things
every,
to say.
Every 15 minutes or so, he'll have just a comment that he's been cooking.
But then he'll talk about...
It's just been kind of like just...
And then he'll talk about trials.
And then... Yeah.
So that's so good, though.
So I like to, you know, just make myself feel so much pain, but...
But you're smart.
Yeah.
You could talk about that.
So I'm going to attribute the loss, though, basically to the 3DS kind of not launching very well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the whole fact that my Wii is dusty.
The loss comes from mainly from the fact that they had to drop the 3DS's price. That's actually where the loss comes, because they were making a profit on every 3DS sale. So it doesn't matter, even if they only sold 10, they would have made a profit. But what actually happened was they had to lower the price to compete with the Vita, and then they were losing money on every sale. So even though the 3DS actually ended up selling a ton of units, more units than the DS did, that actually ended up being a loss for them, because it means that for each unit bought, they didn't get many.
Right, they're counting on you buying the games, which there hasn't been many Nintendo, like, triple A's this year yet.
No, not
however, at all. There's a lot of really good stuff coming out still.
Yeah.
We are expecting another Paper Mario.
Mm-hmm.
For 3DS.
Yeah, another 3DS.
There's Luigi's Mansion 2.
Yeah.
There's the Mario Tennis.
New Super Mario Brothers 2.
New Super Mario Brothers 2. Yeah.
What I just said.
New Super Mario Brothers Wii U 2.
Yeah.
2 Wii U.
Oh my gosh.
Wii, there's going to be a Mario game on the Wii, you guys.
Nintendo, there's going to be a Pikmin game on the Wii.
On the Wii U. Sorry. Nintendo is they're like, "Yes, we lost some money this year. Don't worry, there's going to be a new Mario game next year." And man, I was shocked.
And
I'll go back to my comment. They make great games.
Yeah.
We'll just leave it at
that. But that said, some beat Skyward Sword, so
I still have not beat Skyward Sword.
I forgot about Skyward Sword.
They make okay game.
Like, that was so the one far, game.
You know what I mean? Like,
it for all intents and purposes, it is really good. It's just everything else, like, it keeps getting overshadowed by something else.
I love Zelda, but I am not in love with that game. Like, I'm in love with a lot of Zelda games, but I'm not in love with Skyward Sword.
Yeah, it's hard to argue
really?
That.
I like it better than Twilight Princess. I'll say that.
I think it.
I'd say I probably like it the same
as
Twilight Princess.
Well, you are wrong.
No,
your opinion is wrong. Sir.
I know what you're saying. I understand.
No, yeah. It is. It's all about.
It is, to me, the last truly magical Zelda was probably Wind Waker.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I think one thing they did recently was update Kid Icarus pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And that worked out okay. So
what was in the update?
The new game. The game.
Oh god!
But, like,
I didn't know there was
some Kid Icarus DLC. You get some new items to come out.
Well,
with
see,
the
that's
kids.
Something else to talk about. Is Nintendo is getting in the DLC market now? Kind of like
what
you can buy. Plenty of obviously.
What?
Obviously, they have their eShop. You know,
mm-hmm.
That's not DLC though.
But you can walk into a. Well, yeah, I guess it's not. Well, it's not game analog content.
I mean, yeah, they're getting into the online distribution, but they're not getting into
right.
downloadable
the
content.
The eShop manager got some really good stuff on it.
Oh, it does.
More than expected. More than just like, oh, this is this one game that you want to buy if you have the eShop. Like, they have old games on there now. They have brand new games, original content. And some of those new games are actually
Pushmo is great.
Pushmo is, like, one that we've heard a lot about.
Yeah, Dylan's Rolling Western, the other one.
Yeah.
But you can also buy the classics, like the original Kid Icarus, Super Mario Land 2.
And they redo some of them are redone in 3D, aren't they? Like a couple of them?
Yeah, I think like so. It's still, the graphics are still the same, but like they just made it 3D.
Yeah.
But I want to see like some more like original like game. Like throw on like Pokemon, like Red and Blue or something, you know?
Oh, that would sound like crazy.
Or like Kirby's Dream Land 2 or something like that.
It was on there.
Oh, do you think it is?
I think it is. It
might be.
I still hold that I would love to see a fully realized Pokemon game on a console, and not gonna happen.
That would be great. I totally see what you're saying, but like they're making too much money. You know,
I'm not saying I'm not saying they'd have to. Well, that's true.
With the portable handhelds, right?
I guess that is the dream. The closest we came to that was Pokemon Coliseum.
That was no.
I mean, that's the closest we got.
Yeah, no, I understand. That's not what I'm looking for. I mean, I want like a full RPG. I mean,
me too.
Ryan Moore, everyone.
As long as it's not the card game, I'm happy.
So, I got these new Pokemon cards for my birthday. And
they smell really good.
Have you gotten to battle anyone yet?
Yes.
Oh.
I battled my girlfriend.
Oh.
And then I beat her
once.
I beat her twice.
Yeah.
In the game.
Thanks for clarifying.
Well, let's keep it that way.
But no, I would love to see like a full, like, you know, like basically an RPG is what it would be, but you know, like a full Pokemon game on a console where, you know, like basically like the entire thing is 3D, big open world. Like, almost, I would almost like to see a game. This is really out there. This is not something Nintendo's ever going to make, I realize that, but I would almost like it to be. There's no plot necessarily. Like, there's the gym leaders and
like
stuff like that.
Like a Pokemon MMO?
Almost.
No.
No.
Those are like
not
the two worst things ever.
not quite, but more like a sandbox game where it's just like. There are, like, you know how the Pokemon games have, especially the newer ones, have gotten more and more plot heavy? Like, there's some sort of evil, shadowy thing? Like,
for sure.
And that's not, like, it's not necessarily a bad thing or whatever, but I would just like to see a game where it's just like open. Like, Pokemon games are. They have a big world, but they're kind of linear. You have these narrow paths leading to cities, and then, like, narrow paths leading out of those cities. a game where it's just like, here's a giant world. Go catch as many Pokemon as you can.
So like Skyrim.
Just go.
That would be great. Pokemon. Yeah, I think that would be fun. I don't think it could ever happen, though, just because, like I said, they're making too much money doing what they're doing.
Yeah, that's true.
For them to justify changing the formula that much. But that would be phenomenal. I feel like that would sell a lot of... that would move a lot of Wii U...
If the 3DS came out with that, that would be...
No,
that would be great, too, because the... Monster Hunter can handle it.
The graphics are now up to date.
I just thought of the Wii U just because it has that controller, and so you could have like your entire inventory and all that stuff, like the Pokemon nice. On
maybe
the screen
this is
there.
A bit of a stretch, but think of like a Pokemon Snap, like on the N64.
That'd be awesome.
How they showed like a bunch of looks like Pokemon wandering around in their like kind of, I guess, quote, natural environment.
Mm.
Like, how cool would it be to, like, go to a volcano and see, like, a Charizard...
Yeah, just walking around.
Or
a Magma
or something, you know?
With like, HD graphics.
Yo!
I feel like that would be a fun game. But I don't think it'll ever be
Speaking of Pokemon Snap, you should be able to hold the Wii U controller up to the screen...
That's what I was thinking.
...and take a picture.
I think you should be, like, in... Like, you should imagine your seat in that thing that drives around, and you can just look around your seat.
Yeah,
so that'd be awesome.
Well, I'm not even talking about Pokemon Snap. I'm just talking about the way
Pokemon Snap was a horrible game.
No, it wasn't.
Hey, you
was
so fantastic.
It was a horrible game.
Yes, yes, it was.
Yeah, that was
bad. Hey, I bought my copy of that game. Before, no, not Hey, You, Pikachu, Pokemon Snap. I bought it for $5.
Yeah, would you like to buy 12 copies for $2?
Unless I'm able to
$2 each or $2 for
just $2 for all of them.
Oh. Actually, we could probably...
Make a profit on that.
Yeah.
we'll do that. No,
Pixel Legends is now getting into game retail.
Email us. We'll give you a free copy of Pokemon Snap.
Oh! First five people to
Ryan
email
Moore,
us.
A generous donation.
It's okay, I can't get rid of them.
Well, here's the thing.
You probably can't either.
The waveform for this entire thing has just become ginormous. Maybe I'm just zoomed into it. I don't know.
You're crazy, it's okay.
If you can, if you send us an email,
we will
if it's good enough for us to read on the podcast, how many accomplishments do you have?
I honestly probably have at least 5 right now.
Okay. First, we'll guarantee the first 3. We'll get a free copy of Pokemon Snap. You, however, will have to provide your own 64 if you don't have one. Good luck.
Yeah.
How about that?
Also, if we know you, it doesn't count.
No. We can know you. Makes it easier for...
Let me be the final decision maker.
Okay.
If I think they deserve one,
all
right. I'll give them one.
The key is send us an email worthy of being read over the podcast.
An interesting question.
And you'll most likely get a free copy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, did you have anything? I thought you were going to say something there.
Not this time.
Do we want to mention the Dishonored screenshots?
Dishonored screenshots means that the game's going to be in FPS. That's all.
Ish. It's going to be in first person, so those few quick scenes that they showed in the trailer are kind of telling.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be an FPS. I mean,
basically, it's like a first person Assassin's Creed. But
so it's like Skyrim combined with Assassin's Creed combined with steampunk. I think it was
which is cool.
Combined
with like Mirror's Edge.
Yeah,
maybe.
That was such a good game. They need to make a second one.
I was just gonna say, except for the fact that I didn't really like Mirror's Edge at all.
You didn't?
I got it for real cheap on Steam.
It was okay.
It was okay.
Go
nice here. Ideas.
Yeah, it had good ideas, but then I'm facing a wall and I'm just like, I can't see anything. Where do I go? My face is this close to the wall.
Well, you back
you
away and look around.
You can't,
when
but you're hanging
on the wall.
First of all, you get out of the wall.
Yeah. No, when I'm hanging from the wall.
Well, then why don't you just go up?
Dude,
you can't,
no clip mode.
So what Kurt's saying is cheat.
I'm going to tell you how fun in Mirror's Edge? I don't know.
I had fun. That's
masochist.
I'm not saying
it was the greatest game ever.
No,
I had a lot of fun with it.
No, and if you did,
good for you.
More power to you.
It is critically
well
received. You know, it just didn't. It just wasn't really a
thing. Matt's just here to defend his opinions.
Things that Matt hates.
I don't hate Mirror's Edge. I just... I just didn't think you were playing it wrong.
You'd at least give it credit though for trying to be innovative.
No, I appreciate what it tried to do, and I thought that when I was doing the parkour stuff right,
parkour.
I felt like everything was. I thought it was awesome.
It flowed really well.
Yeah, except for the fact that when it didn't flow really well, and then I had to pick up a gun, and I'm like,
it shouldn't have had gun gameplay at all.
Yeah, and I think the thing for me was when I did like those times where I was like, where am I going? Like, and then I was like, I lost all my momentum, and it was like, okay, no, where do I go now? And that was the thing that messed me up a couple times.
Okay.
There are parts where dudes were shooting at me, and I had to run somewhere, but I didn't know where I was supposed to run.
Yeah.
Like, on the rooftops, it's actually not that hard, because you just kind of run forward until you get to a ledge, and there's usually a red thing there.
And then
there.
You go forward, or you go up, or left or right, and that's it.
But in the buildings is where I had the problem.
Yeah,
because
the buildings were
really tight, and then I was like, where do I go? And then dudes shoot me, and I die.
Yeah.
Here's something else, real quick, before we close out. Max Payne 3 comes out next month.
Does it? I thought it got delayed.
Nope. Well, it did get delayed. It was supposed to come out in March.
It was supposed to come out, like, 2 years ago.
And now it's
coming out. It seriously was. I remember.
Well, so
was
Diablo,
I put my orders for that game from my distributor.
It's coming out May 15th. So, less than a month away.
Hey, that's
now.
The same time as Diablo 3.
It is.
Oh, snap. What are we buying?
You're going to have to choose.
I'm going Max Payne.
At
me, too.
Now, here's the thing. Anyone else interested in it?
I never really played any
now,
of the
people,
Max Payne.
People are saying it's going to be the multiplayer experience of the summer.
What? No.
Because they did.
I don't buy into hype.
The thing is like, it's they have worked Bullet Time into it.
Bullet Time? Yeah. I haven't seen that in video games before.
Yeah, I've never seen that in multiplayer games.
But Max Payne, like,
Max Payne made Bullet Time in video games.
Yeah.
That was the first one.
Yeah, and it's really well done. And it's Rockstar, so you know... Storytelling is going to be great. Voice acting is going to be phenomenal. Graphics are going to look beautiful.
Going through doors is going to be horrendous.
Yeah. The multiplayer is really interesting because they have
the horse will jump around and fly through the air and train.
Everyone look up Red Dead Demon Horse right now. Drop what you're doing. If you have to pause the podcast, do so. Go to YouTube. Look up Red Dead Demon Horse.
Yeah.
And you will hear our friend Ryan Moore here.
And, you know, he's not just our friend. He is actually an internet celebrity.
He is. You didn't know this.
We got special guests from the highest caliber.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. The multiplayer. There's Gang Wars, you know, but there's also this mode called Painkiller. Spelled P-A-Y-N-E.
They changed it.
Yeah.
That's the title of the game.
Witty.
Those Trixie. Sneaky mom.
Basically, one guy is playing as Max Payne, and then another character is playing as his partner, and then the other guys are just the standard, like, no-name guys. But you kill Max Payne, and then...
The end.
You become Max Payne.
Oh, okay.
You basically assume, and then,
so it's like,
and then everyone's gunning for you. So yeah, it's like Juggernaut. So it's kind of cool.
So it's been done before.
Well, in a sense, that mode has, but not with the
not with Max Payne.
To third person.
You know, just because a game's been done before doesn't mean they can't come back.
I know.
I'm just trolling. Okay.
I'm just trolling.
You do that a lot of times.
It's every game.
Easter egg. There is also the people who made the Max Payne 1 and 2, Remedy, made Alan Wake and Alan Wake's Nightmare. And in Alan Wake, there is painkillers in the game, in your house, in, you know, a medicine cabinet, which is exactly like in the first original Max Payne games, because they made the same game.
I think
it's
Easter egg.
Painkillers in Alan Wake and Max Payne.
I think that's cool how they're adding... kind of more story to the gameplay, like,
yeah,
he takes painkillers because he's a drug addict now, and that's how he can get your health back. I mean,
yeah.
It's also interesting to see a game with a health mechanic again in it.
It is nice.
I think finally we're going to be seeing more games to get back to that, because I've been playing some games recently. Like, Space Marine has health.
Yeah.
Like,
is that a good game? The Warhammer one,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is a good game. So it is not an amazing game. It's not an amazingly innovative game, like we were just talking about, because it's been done before. Doesn't mean it's bad. So it's not bad at all. It's just,
I don't think the reviewers will say Max Payne 3 has been done before.
No, I'm not saying that either. I'm just saying, like, you know, in general, in games in general, because I mean, games always work off building off of ideas of other games anyway. So if you've played Gears of War, the gameplay will look pretty similar. The over-the-shoulder, big, giant dude.
Yeah.
But you're fighting legions of orcs, and you have a chain sword.
Sweet.
So, you know.
That's cool.
It's something to play, and if I play it, I'll enjoy it.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
I don't know how long the campaign is. It's probably not super long. So if you feel like smashing a bunch of orcs, the best thing in the world, I think, like one of the best things I've ever done in a video game, probably not the best, but one of the best on my top 10 list of things I've done in a video game, is being a giant spaceman in a metal suit, launching up in the air with a rocket launcher, and then like plowing down on like 10 orcs and having everything explode in like this like ribbons of blood while it goes in slow motion. That's awesome. Yeah,
have you gotten to play the multiplayer yet?
No, I have not yet.
Supposedly the customization is amazing.
Really? I haven't actually looked at the multiplayer yet at all. The way I play games, I usually go through the campaign first, and then
play the multiplayer and then talk about it next episode, because I heard good things about it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's your assignment. Do it.
For science!
For science.
Alright, well, I think that could probably wrap us up for this episode.
Anyone got anything else?
News? Yeah. Any news?
Kurt? News? Kurt, any final thoughts? Any comments?
So, Matt, what are you going to buy? Are you going to buy Diablo 3? Are you going to buy,
Neither.
He'll play both of them demo-wise, and then maybe...
Probably not even that. He's just not interested in
not interested
at
all.
No.
If I have enough friends that'll play Max Payne with me, I might get it. But I'm not sold yet. I might.
Yeah, games are a big investment for me. Not having much money.
Yeah.
So I research almost every game that comes out, and I know about every game that comes out, and I'll have seen a video. Not every game.
I know about everything ever.
I know everything, but
because your uncle works in Nintendo.
Right? My uncle works in Nintendo. He told me that Max Payne is going to be... He told me that Mario is going to be the next Max Payne game. You just have to press up, down, twice on the menu screen, and then when you get...
Painkillers pop out of Mario.
When you get to the third level, you have to shoot this one guy before anybody else, but he's like halfway through the level, so you got to run past everybody.
Right, I have a Wii U at my house in my basement. Brought over.
But I can't shoot
you. Can I come over? No, not at all. You're not allowed to come over.
He told me no one else can play it.
They're already working on the new Wii U.
Wii U 2.
That just about wraps up for the conspiracy edition of the Pixel Legends podcast.
Schoolyard conspiracies.
The Wii U 2. It has Bono. You play as Bono. It's the only game.
Okay, this is... We need to stop now.
We need to cut our losses.
Email us, pixellegends@gmail.com. Again, that's 1L. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter.
Exactly. And we will be
subscribe to us on iTunes.
We'll be starting the update, the renewal of the site, you could say, coming in May before E3 starts. So we'll be letting you know on the podcast when that happens. All right?
And find us on Pinterest.
We're not on Pinterest yet.
They don't know that.
Find Ethan on Pinterest.
Just look.
Find Ethan's girlfriend.
All right, we're done now.
Good night. Unless it's the daytime, which good day.